I've been carnivore for 13 years. I mean, I have some plants infrequently, a little bit. I think it's okay. I focus mostly on fatty meat, and my arthritis, psoriasis, kidney stones, migraines, bowel bleeding, depression, anxiety, fear, really all just disappeared. And I suffered for literally, I was 55. For 55 years, I suffered as a child. I had terrible migraines, ADHD, OCD, bowel problems, poop problems. High protein is deadly. And it doesn't build your muscles. What builds your muscles is lifting, doing some resistance work.
Right.
That builds muscles.
Yep.
But high protein, low fat is deadly for humans. Your fat is made in the liver because, see, normal liver, fatty liver, fibrotic, sclerotic liver, cirrhotic liver. Liver failure. All liver failure or near liver failure.
Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie, and thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this carnivore diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the carnivore diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable, and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
Carrie here from Homestead Howe. Welcome. Oh, this is awesome. We got Dr. Kiltz here today on a live stream. And so welcome, Dr. Kiltz. How are you doing?
Carrie, I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's such a spectacular pleasure, and always look forward to sharing ideas of health and wellness opposite than the standard story, which is really critical in what we're here to do.
Awesome. I'm so happy to have you here. I'm fanboying out a little bit. My wife and I own our small town movie theater. I'm actually in the basement of it right now. And so it's like, if I could talk to anybody, most people, it's like Tom Hanks or someone like that, but you're the one I want to talk to. I've got some really good questions for you, and I really love what you're doing. And sincerely, I want to thank you because I've been doing carnivore for 141 days now. Let's see from my shirt here. I feel amazing. My whole life has completely changed forever in a million different ways. My daughter's life has changed as well. And I really don't think I would have done it if it wasn't for good doctors like you putting the truth out there. Because when I heard about carnivore, I was like, this is insane. This is absolutely insane. I saw Dante from Frigno Freedom do it for 2 years, and I was like, this guy's just an outlier. There's something weird going on here. I'm not sure. And then I started watching Dr. Barry's videos and your videos and Dr. Chafee's videos. I really wouldn't have started if it wasn't for you guys putting the truth out there, really. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, again, it's my pleasure. I've been carnivore for 13 years. I mean, I have some plants infrequently, a little bit. I think it's okay. I focus mostly on fatty meat. And my arthritis, psoriasis, kidney stones, migraines, bowel bleeding, depression, anxiety, fear, really all just disappeared. And I suffered for literally, I was 55. For 55 years, I suffered as a child. I had terrible migraines, ADHD, OCD, bowel problems, poop problems. And as a doc, I learned all the diagnostic tools to treat my diseases that somehow were just mysterious or built in my DNA that it's just, I'm sorry, bad luck. And, you know, because we're all geared to get a family history in medicine, right? So then it's like, well, my family, my parents had that, my brother had that. And so aunts and uncles. Family history is just why you get diseased rather than,
Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie, and thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the Carnivore Diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable, and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
We're all eating the same food, and might the food be the cause, and had nothing to do with your DNA? Bing.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. 12, 13 years, that's amazing. So I'm only on 141 days, but a lot of the things that you just mentioned were precisely the same issues I was having. Horrible depression, anxiety, couldn't sleep at night, was way overweight. Actually, yesterday I hit my big long-term goal. As of yesterday, I'm down 100 pounds since my heaviest. I was 262 at a doctor's appointment. I lost some of that through keto, but most of it, the hard stuff, was through carnivore. But I always tell people, the weight aside, I would take all of that weight back for everything else that's changed, mainly the depression, anxiety. I had bad arthritis in my elbows and back. I had it in my foot so bad I could barely walk like the last year. And it's all gone. And to your point, Dr. Kiltz, one of the things that just drives me insane is I always show people this. These are all of my pills I've been on for the last 10 years. I don't need any of them anymore. But for all of these doctor's appointments, and I don't blame the doctors. They need to be educated or whatever. But it was always the same thing, kind of what you alluded to earlier. It's just like, well, we don't know why. We don't know why your back hurts. We don't know why you have depression, anxiety. We don't know why you don't sleep at night. IBS, acid reflux. Some people just get that. You're just one of those people that get it. And the truth is, it wasn't. It was. I know why now. It was simply the nutrition and the food I was eating.
That's right. And it's kind of interesting because when I first went carnivore, it took me 2 years before I realized I hadn't been on the drugs. And it never even occurred to me because it was sort of like just you'd sniff here, you'd take this pill here. And it's just so part of the regimen. You didn't quite notice it. And I'm like, one day I looked in my bag with all the drugs and I said, I haven't touched those in 2 years. And this is like remarkable. And you're right not to blame the doctors, because we went into medicine. Again, it's the standard story out there. I want to help someone. I went into medicine, learned the science. I learned what I would call the propaganda, which ultimately is the diet. Again, it's the heart health hypothesis that fat causes disease and you have to eat all the colors and the fiber and all that stuff. And we live that and we all believe that because without social media, this stuff is not easy to find. It's just not, you know, the newspapers aren't printing it and the other stuff. It takes people like you and myself who just took it upon ourselves to kind of take some risk to put it out there. Mm-hmm. And the doctors are simply learning. They go to the medical school, they go to undergrad and then the medical schools and the residencies and the rest of the training. And then they go to all the meetings, which is the same propaganda. Plants are good. Red meat is bad and don't touch fat, which is ultimately the actual formula for every single disease we suffer from.
Wow. It's amazing. I hope it changes. And I just wish that when you go to the doctor, they would ask you, what are you eating? That should be like the first thing, because every issue and ailment I've ever had was just nutrition. And none of them ever asked me that. None of them ever asked me that. And then if they do, they say, well, you should just eat better. I'm like, what the heck does that mean? Eat in moderation. What?
Well, that's a very good point. No, so it's kind of interesting. I go through a patient's history, and then I always ask them their height, their weight, and their diet. Now, it's interesting. If I asked you what you eat, what would you say?
Beef, salt, and water as of this time.
Okay. And that, I'm doing the same thing right now. Fatty meat, salt, water. But most people say, I eat healthy. I eat clean. I eat organic. And then they say, well, I don't eat gluten. I'm lactose intolerant. Now, none of that is answering the question. What do you eat?
Right.
Let's see. I eat eggs and bacon, and I eat salad. And then I say, well, is that all you eat? And then I ask, do you eat fruit? Again, no, this is all of us, by the way, because it's the way our brains are thinking, all of us. And right. You and I are used to meat, salt, and water, whatever it is, because we practice this so much. But I realize that we have these sort of natural sayings that are kind of part like, oh, I eat organic or green or I eat healthy, and that's the answer. And then I say, well, okay, but you're coming to me because you're sick. Now, no, I feel healthy, but you're not having a baby or you're miscarrying. Something's causing that. That's not your DNA. And I then go through the, do you eat fruits and vegetables and seeds and nuts? But you have to ask detailed questions to dig deep into the story of why someone is sick.
Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie, and thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the Carnivore Diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable, and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
Right.
And doctors don't ask that.
Right. Yeah. I see your point too, because I'm thinking back to my days too. I was eating pretty darn healthy. I did keto for quite a while. But I would have been the same thing. Well, I'm eating pretty good. You would have had to probably pry it out of me, and would have been kind of tough too. But so many of the things in retrospect is just mind blowing. I don't know if you've had any of this, Dr. Kiltz. I've heard several other people, but I was on a CPAP machine for years. I would stop breathing like 400 times a night. And I really believe sleep is one of the most important things that people underestimate it. You'll walk around for a while not getting sleep, and then a couple of weeks go by, months go by, and it becomes sort of your new normal. And it seemed like when my sleep got worse and worse, the depression and anxiety got worse. But the first couple of days, people don't believe me when I say this. I think it was literally the first day I did carnivore. I was doing keto before, so maybe it's because I got rid of the inflammation, but I stopped snoring. And I heard Dr. Jordan Peterson say he stopped snoring the first week. And since I did my 30-day carnivore update, which just kind of really blew up, I've just had endless people saying the same thing. They stopped snoring after they started carnivore.
Well, and it's phenomenal what we're seeing. The even the the I watch and read Kevin Stock, who's a great, amazing dentist, and he runs a blog, Meat Health, and he shares this. But fat stores everywhere in your body, and a lot of our breathing is dysfunctional because of the fat stores and the inflammation in areas that you and I don't even understand,
right?
And see. Which is quite amazing. The simple little things, like even people's eyesight. My eyesight is better than it's ever been, even though I still wear glasses because it was really bad at one point. And those simple little things, my arthritis, like, what do you mean? Like just all I did was change my nutrition, mm-hmm. which called diet and all this. But, you know, how do we inspire more people? I talk about this to almost every single person I run into, especially my patients, but I had an oncologist. So she's a medical, takes care of cancer, infertility. And, you know, she's coming to me because what she's doing isn't working. And when I finally shared the story, well, what are you guys eating? And then I shared my story. It's a very difficult thing for people to wrap their head around, especially those of us in medicine, that the story is that fat and meat and cholesterol cause disease, and then fruits and vegetables are good for you. So how do we really share that? And that's what my goal is. I think the more we talk about it, and I look at the 5% rule. What percentage of animals are lions, and what percentage are herbivores? Now, I use lions, but if you said carnivore, just carnivores, let's make maybe 5%, but, you know, some bugs are carnivores too, but lions are few and lamb are many. Our job is to invite the lions that have been treating themselves and living as if they're sheep back to the lair, and help inspire more and more, especially young men and young women.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I did this 30-day update video. I'm a YouTuber, by the way. I've just been doing homesteading videos for like 8 years. I'm like, I'm going to do this one video because I'm having these amazing results on carnivore diet. I did the one video and I had so many comments from people. This is so inspiring. I got to start doing this too. Like, I have all those same things you had, Carrie. And now that was over, I don't know, 100 days ago. And I've had so many people over that 100 days. I've been doing carnivore for 100 days now. It's changed my life. My snoring's gone, depression's gone, anxiety's gone. So it's really, it's fired me up. I said this before, but it was just like a one-time thing turned into a passion where now it feels like a responsibility. Like, people deserve to feel the way that you and I feel with no inflammation. I'm not walking around with any fear or anxiety or anything like that. I feel so good. The sleep I'm getting is just amazing. I just jump out of bed in the morning.
Well, it's interesting. So I go to bed at 9 and I get up at 3 a.m. every day. I take 1 to 3 10-minute meditative naps a day. And I think we do not nap enough. There's no reason we're supposed to sleep our 8 hours and then go all day. No animal does that, especially lions and wolves don't do it. They spend a lot of time sleeping. So I imagine that we are likely supposed to sleep more, not all at once, but break it up into multiple naps throughout the day also, which is something I think more and more and more of us need to practice. You know, our kids, we've got to make them nap. And we're not taking the same advice as adults, and I think we...
Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie, and thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the Carnivore Diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable, and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
Need to do that.
Yeah, I love that. It always comes back to what is natural. That's just it. What are we eating is natural, or are you sleeping like a natural human should sleep? And everything is always better when you're natural, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, Dr. Kiltz, I'm sorry, I jumped right into this. So you're a fertility doctor. Do you mind telling us a little bit more about that?
I'm a reproductive endocrinologist. That means I'm a fertility specialist. So I went to medical school at UC Davis. I thought I wanted to be a family doc. I wound up going into internal medicine. And after a year of internal medicine, I realized that I'm just going to be writing prescriptions for sick people that have the top five diseases. And I wasn't that interested in staying that way. So I switched over to OBGYN, and I loved that. And after I finished my residency, University of Colorado Health Science Center back in 1990, I practiced for a year at Kaiser in Sacramento area. And then I got a call one day and said, hey, do you want to do a fellowship in reproductive endocrinology, which is fertility specialist, in vitro fertilization. I kind of specialize in test tube babies, if you were. And I've been doing that now for about 30 years since I finished my fellowship in 93. And I'm in private practice. I own CNY Fertility Centers. We're probably the sixth largest IVF center in America, volume-wise. But about 15, 20 years ago, I started integrating Eastern medicine, massage, acupuncture, prayer, even things like essential oils, and things like that. And then probably around 15 years ago plus, I ran into people doing paleo diet. And then I'm like, okay, what's that? You're getting pregnant on a paleo diet. And then I started reading about it, and I met Maria Emmerich, and I started learning about keto diet. And then 13, 14 years ago, I ran into carnivore, and I did it myself. And then at the same time, and I got better, I dug deep into the why part of it. But I still am a full-time physician. I have over 500 employees. I do nutrition, immunology. I'm a surgeon, and I work 24/7, 365, and I love it.
Could you do that if you weren't a carnivore?
Well, I was doing it in some ways as a omnivore, but I was on the drugs.
Yeah,
remember, I was on the drugs that kept me going. I drank so much coffee. I was on the antihistamines and the GERD medicines and the migraine medicines. I was bowel bleeding terrible. I had kidney stones horrible. And, you know, no one ever said, might it be your diet? I was big on Atkins and Weight Watchers, and I was a neurotic, crazy runner and biker and weightlifter. I never did big stuff, but, and in order to be healthy, and I looked good, but if you really dug deep, you'll find out something's wrong with that guy, and we got to figure out what it is. And so that's I as CNY Fertility, but I have a Healing Arts Wellness Center, but this is really my passion. I've written books, I've blogged, I've done TEDx talk, but my passion is I can help infinitely more people by sharing online than I could even writing a book, because, you know, maybe a million people write it, but people don't read books. They're watching stuff. And social media is the new social medicine. And what I want to inspire into each and every person watching or listening is that they're responsible for their own health and wellness in life. No doctor, no parent, no one else is. You are. So you've got to take control of that by learning and listening. But you got to question me too. Don't take me at face value. You want to do the only one experiment that matters yourself, because the scientific studies are propaganda in too many ways, unfortunately. And you do not need a scientific study to tell you that carnivore cures. It's already proven. Millions of years ago, human beings evolved by coming out of the trees, not to eat the grass, but to eat the grass eaters, because we're magical at making spears and other tools. And then we worked like lions and wolves in a pack, and we worked together in order to help each other find the right way. And then eventually the meat ran out. It wasn't as plentiful, and or someone was controlling the masses by feeding the plants.
Right. Well, your passion shines through. I really enjoy your content and your videos, and you have so much joy. It's that you have that carnivore glow too. I can see it, but your enthusiasm, it's infectious. And the thing about sharing online, you're so right. I was trying to think about this the other day. You can't measure it, because if I'm inspired by Dr. Kiltz to start carnivore, I've started carnivore. My wife has started. My daughter started. My mom, my stepdad. I can name about 10 people. My sister, my brother-in-law, they're on it right now too. So you inspired me, inspired 10 other people, and then they inspire 10 other people. It's amazing.
And that's the world that's happening right now, because again, we're all online and everyone is valuable as everyone. And I love to hear the people have just started, like in a week, two or three, how they feel. But again, it's so radical a concept. But when regular people like you and I are simply sharing a story, again, I'm not standing here with a scientific paper and trying to prove something. I don't need anyone's money to do research. The research is done. It's infinitely amazing. And everyone is suffering in something at some time in their life. But the more and more we do this, the masterful changes are going to occur. Will everyone do it? I don't know.
Right. Well, that's been my big thing lately is I've been so inspired by people's stories and talking about this. And the thing that convinced me was seeing other people's examples. And there's so many examples online, social media, like you said. So that was one thing I wanted to talk to you about a little bit and tell you about. So I'm putting together a carnivore diet documentary. I think what's going on here on YouTube and social media is amazing, but I think we're only scratching the surface. And so I want to put together this documentary. We've been crowdfunding it. I've already talked to Dr. Chafee, Dr. Barry, Dr. Baker, and they all want to be involved. And I've got some really good stories. We have 200 people that have.
Kerry here for the Carnivore Diet movie. And thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the Carnivore Diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable, and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
Registered to participate in the documentary. And the whole thing is, it's like, we're not telling you to do carnivore. No, here's just a bunch of examples of tons of people thriving on carnivore.
I'm in, by the way. I hope that was an ask.
Yes. Okay? I was just going to say,
I wanna help. We'll interview people. We'll do the same thing with you, expand it more, and we'll help fund it too. So this is really important. It's the documented stories that matter. And you realize that the marketing of medicine is powerful. So you've got to play the game in the same way, the marketing. But it's not propaganda. It's actually a heartfelt, true story that someone actually, like, show me that box of medications again. Like, that is like, I mean, just that is amazing. And by the way, for some people, they may need Western medicine from time to time. Carnivores, it doesn't mean you don't need it sometimes. You just need it so much less, and it is amazing. But documented, your story matters. But putting it out there for everyone to see, it's amazing. I mean, I've looked at Chafee, Bella Baker, all of these people, and infinitely more. I'm inspired by James Henry Salisbury. Now, how many people know James Henry Salisbury? Not many, but they know Salisbury steak.
Right.
And few people know that he was a surgeon, a medical doctor, a chemist, and a microscopist. And in the Civil War, he changed his men's lives by feeding them meat and taking away the mush. But he also did the science and the studies. But he just documented it and proved to us that the microbes are fermenting in our gut. And fermentation of the microbes in your gut is killing us. And that is it. Probiotics are deadly. The microbiome is false. It is killing us. And the hard part to believe is that proteins are also deadly for us in excessive amounts.
Wow.
And the question is, when you eat a protein, what happens to it in your body? What do people think? What do we know?
I don't know. It turns into fuel for your body. I don't know. When I eat protein, I feel amazing afterwards.
Yes, but you're also eating fat.
Right.
And you're not eating a plant. See, plants come with plant sugars, which are never required in the human diet to eat ever. They come with plant chemicals, heroin, cocaine, marijuana, nicotine, caffeine. Now I'll go down the list because there are thousands of plant chemicals, including estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. They're not identical to ours, so they disrupt yours.
Hmm.
And then they come with gluten, latex, lectins, oxalates, phytates, which are plant glycoproteins. A glycoprotein is a sugar protein, which is not easily digested in our bodies, but they're highly antigenic. That means they incite an inflammatory reaction. It's acute and can kill you if it's an anaphylactic reaction, but most of them are low-grade, subtle, chronic inflammation.
Mm.
So the chemicals, the sugars, and the antigens, which are glycoproteins, embed like dust and dirt everywhere in every single cell of your body. Now, proteins, now again, when you say protein, you must be talking about an animal protein. Now, again, the proteins from amino acids are the amino acids are the same. The proteins are somewhat different, but all amino acids go to the liver, and via insulin, they're converted to fat after becoming sugar. Because amino acids, there are 20 amino acids, 9 of them are essential, 13 of those 20 are glucogenic. That means they turn into a glucose substance, and they're sugar. That's why some amino acids are sweet, because they're sugar-like.
Mm.
13 are glucogenic. 5 of them are ketogenic. That means they turn into acetyl-CoA, which essentially then becomes fat. And then there are two of them that are either keto or glucogenic. Again, these are scientific pathways that most people don't understand. So if I'm eating a high protein, high plant-based diet, that's all going to turn into sugar, which is going to turn into fat.
Right.
In the liver only, via insulin. Now, this is a different concept than most people will tell you, because a keto diet is a high fat diet, but people think ketosis is basically you're switching from burning sugar to burning fat. Would you agree?
Yeah.
That's not true. And there's no way that's true. Because sugar, glucose, is the most prevalent one, but there are actually many sugars in the human body, and glucose is just one of them. But basically, the sugars must be converted to fat in order to be your energy. So, and why would the mitochondria use sugar sometimes and fat other times? Does it make sense?
No.
But if the science believes this for so long, that's the story. And so what's insulin resistance? Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What does it mean?
I don't know. You're asking me some good questions.
And because I scratch about this. My sister Marianne died of diabetes at age 52. She had it since age 4. And I had to figure this out because, so I'm going to give a diabetic plant sugars mostly, which they never require. Then I'm going to give them insulin to do what? Is insulin's job to lower sugar levels? Is insulin's job to put sugar into the cell? Or is insulin's job to make fat in the liver? Insulin's job is to make fat in the liver, and that is it.
Mm.
So you have to have a functional liver, and you must have insulin in order to convert the amino acids and the simple sugars to fat. If you don't make fat, you die. Type 1 diabetics have no insulin. They make no fat. Mm. They get thinner and thinner and thinner, and then they die. Liver failure patients can't make fat. But they have insulin, and they have sugar circulating in higher, higher, and higher amounts. Okay? Now, just think about it. You have a completely normal liver, and you eat a meal. Your insulin goes up in response to amino acids and simple sugars. And in the liver, it's converted to fat relatively quickly. So you have your normal spike in insulin, because when you eat a bolus of sugar and amino acids, your insulin goes up in order to convert the sugars and amino acids to fat, which then lowers them. But that's not its job to lower it. Its job is to make fat.
Hmm.
So as your liver is damaged from the plant chemicals, the plant.
Kerry here for the Carnivore Diet movie. And thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the carnivore diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the carnivore diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
Sugars, the plant antigens, plus the bacteria, yeast, and viruses that come along with the plants, they damage your liver because the first pass, all the blood in the bowels goes to your liver first. So the liver's job is not to detoxify. It's to metabolize those substances to fat first. So as those substances begin to reduce the function of your liver, liver function goes down, the ability of the liver to convert those amino acids and sugars to fat fast enough via insulin lowers. So now more sugar and amino acids get past the liver into the rest of your circulation and damage your body. So now as your liver function drops more, your ability to convert those sugars to fat fast enough goes down. So I measure your hemoglobin A1C, it's higher. I measure your fasting glucose and fasting insulin, it's higher, simply because your liver is damaged. Nothing else.
Wow.
That's the story that is completely different than the majority of us scientists that say it. But I figured it out because what is the number one problem going on in the world when it comes to disease? Diabetes, hypertension, cancer. And let's use the word obesity, but I don't believe obesity is a disease, by the way. So everyone's getting fat quite easily, even though they're exercising more than ever. They're eating a healthy diet with a lot of lean meat and plants, which turn into what?
Sugar.
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 Remember, plants and proteins convert to sugar. Fat does what? It does not go to the liver. When you eat fat, it goes to the lymphatics and it's circulated everywhere, because if you're skinny and there's a famine, what's likely going to happen to you quickly?
You're going to starve?
You're going to starve and die. Your baby's going to starve and die. Your in utero baby's going to die. And so the get fat gene is actually the best gene ever created. And there's nothing wrong with people that are obese. They actually are likely why we're even here. Because under circumstance and conditions of very little food, difficult to find, when you ate the protein and you ate the plants, if that's what you were eating, fresh fruit, maybe honey, if that's what you found, but again, it's dangerous, you better get fat fast. And so how many meals a day did we likely eat 50, 100,000 years ago? Probably one or two a week.
Right.
Right?
Feast or famine.
Feast or famine, because look at there, we're all competing. The villages, the tribes are competing for the same thing. And wars and pestilence, disease were common. And you better be able to get fat fast. But now we eat 3 to 6 healthy plant protein-based meals a day. And protein is not in significance in a plant, by the way. So when people use plant proteins, I don't recommend it. But ultimately, we're all dying from healthy recommendation and not understanding the function of the human body and the organs within it.
Right. Hey, I just had a follow-up question on something you said. So you said plants disrupt hormones. And one of the things I've noticed after this was I was talking to some folks and I was thinking, I feel so much better on carnivore. My depression, anxiety's gone. My sleep's gone. That has a lot to do with hormones. And in my head, I'm thinking that's because meat's been demonized so long. I wasn't getting enough fatty meat that turns into cholesterol and regulates it. Is it the fatty meat that I'm eating that's helping me? Or is it the fact that I'm not eating those plants that were disrupting my hormones? Or maybe it's both?
Both of them. Okay, so now I pulled out a recent paper where they were feeding cows coconut fat, and 30% of their diet was coconut fat. Significant number of them died very rapidly. The fat suppressed the microbes, the bacteria and the yeast in the rumen. They stopped breaking down the plant material so that they couldn't get the food in, because the job of the bacteria and yeast is to micronize the sugars so that the sugars could be converted to fat in the liver. And so when you eat fat, you suppress the microbes in your gut. The microbes are making what? The microbes in your gut, they ferment amino acids and they ferment sugars. And what does fermentation make?
Sugar?
Alcohol,
yeah.
Okay, so the majority of humans are walking around with foggy brain, depression, on alcohol all the time. Plus, fermentation makes methane gas, aldehydes, which are also damaging and deadly for us. And then heat. So heat, gas, methane, alcohol is not good for any of us. Now, that's just a small number of the chemicals that are likely produced by the microbes that they tell us are good for us. They are not. They are deadly. You wouldn't put it in an open wound, and we would not put it in a petri dish growing an embryo. The microbes want to make you fertilizer just like the plants.
Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie, and thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the Carnivore Diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable, and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
And so when there are chemical disruptors, and plus the inflammation that damages the microvessels, the neurons, and all your brain cells, no wonder. Depression, criminality, suicidality, all of these things are damaged. They're caused by a defective brain. Because, again, when people are depressed or anxious or suicidal, it's because they're toxic inside their brains and their bodies. From a plant-based, lean meat, low-fat diet, and eating like a grazing animal. And right. The science stories are complicated. But Occam's razor says there's a simple answer here. I'm just a simple doctor. I'm a simple human being. When someone tells me the complicated story, and I got to listen to someone that's going to tell me and help me discern it, I go like, something doesn't make sense. And so our hormones are disrupted by the sugars, the chemicals, the antigens, and the fermentation within our body that's happening that destroys our body.
Got it. Okay. Wow.
And I know, you know, it's, look, it took me a while to figure this out.
Yeah.
Because I scratched my head. Why did my best friend Dave Kilmer die of cancer at 52 when he looked healthy, bright and smart guy, kindest man ever to meet in the universe? And I was like, why? And then as I read this and I learn more about it, and I've had numerous people who passed away younger, a good friend of mine just passed, Jim Heiner, of brain cancer. And I now realize that it's the healthy lifestyle that we're living that's causing it. And partly the plant diet, the lean meat diet, is also preventing us from seeing the true story, because it's like we're minions of idiots. We will follow the dictators until we get to the ditch. And that's why so many people will follow crazy people. Don't follow me, by the way. I'm here just to listen and learn. Be uniquely you. That's the story each of us needs to be. And so it's crazy amazing, but every single disease we suffer from is secondary to the simplicity of we were born lions. We were convinced that we're pigs, cows, and sheep, and you shouldn't eat meat, because a few of the lions that control the mission of the master marketing story want to keep us meek and weak, slaves and soldiers, prisoners and peasants. And it is time for all of us. And I don't care your economic, social levels, political levels, religious levels. I don't care what your degree is. It doesn't matter. We're human lions through and through. And that is a simple story. Our children deserve it. Our in utero babies deserve it. And I see too many miscarriages, late losses. And I believe all genetic and chromosomal abnormalities are essentially caused by the same problem.
Nutrition.
It's all we're breathing bad air, we're drinking incorrect fluids, and we're consuming the incorrect diet for a lion or a wolf.
Right. Wow. Good stuff. That was my big,
you got to pull it apart a little bit, because I have to write all this down before I realize, oh shit. That's such a simple story.
Yes. That's but what it always comes down to in the end. It's just common sense at the end. And that's my big carnivore epiphany now. It's like all of this stuff, I was foolish. Like what? I have an upset stomach and IBS because I'm just putting garbage into my system. It's like common sense now, but it was so hard to see back then when I was in that fog.
A leading cause of disease and death is iatrogenic medical complications from the diagnostic problems we have, the trying to figure out a disease. Sometimes people will die or get injured from the needle sticks or the radiation or whatever we're doing, and then the dissections we do, and then the drugs we use. And again, we're the mastery of making money is our biggest challenge. Money, or fame and prestige or whatever it is, we fail to listen. And I'm talking too much here, and I apologize, Carrie. I'm so grateful that you've invited me here, and I'm inspired by what you're doing also.
Well, thank you so much. No, I really appreciate everything you're saying. It's great information. I'm so happy you're interested in being a part of the carnivore diet documentary. I was going to say, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you already answered it. So I'm actually leaving tomorrow. I'm flying to Alaska with my daughter, Emma. There's a gentleman there named Bill. He's 700 pounds, hasn't left his house in 4 years. He decided on his own he wanted to start carnivore diet. And then he saw some of my videos and he was asking for help. And we set up a YouTube page for him and a GoFundMe, because meat in Alaska is really expensive. And we're actually starting to film the documentary. It's starting tomorrow, which is just crazy. And then there's so many other stories and examples around the world that we want to share with people. So I'm really excited. I'm so happy you want to be a part of it too, because we're doing it in different sections. It's not just obesity. It's type 2 diabetes. It's autoimmune disorders. Women's health, I want that to be a big part of it. Real quick, so if anyone has any questions for Dr. Kiltz, please put them in the side. I have one question Dr. Kiltz, if you don't mind. My daughter, Lily, she's 18 now. At 13, she had open heart surgery, and she survived, and she's okay. Then she had this skin condition, HS. And at 8 years old, she started having, or 9 years old, she started having menstrual cycles, and they were really, really bad. And they put her, we put her, her parents put her on birth control pills at the advice of her doctor to try to regulate that. We could talk about that a little bit more, but they said there's a small chance she might get a blood clot. Well, literally the first week of COVID, when you could still see all of the semis pulling up to the hospitals and nobody knew what was going on, Lily passed out in her house. Her lips were purple. Her face was white. She nearly died. She had to take a helicopter ride to the hospital. Luckily, she survived. She ended up with two blood clots in her lungs, which I think was from the medication that she was on. Luckily, she survived, but then for the next like 4 or 5 years, she suffered from HS, this just horribly painful skin condition all over her chest and back.
Can you pronounce what that is?
Hidradenitis
suppurativa.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
HS is good, but it's pustules of acne like everywhere.
Yes.
Right? A lot of it is in the upper thighs.
Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie, and thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the Carnivore Diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable, and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, she had it in her chest and back. And the thing that was so horrible was this kid went in for open heart surgery at age 13. They got her down there. They're like, this is going to take 8 hours. We'll call you mom and dad when we're done. They called us an hour later. And I was like, oh my God, what happened? The HS was so bad. They didn't check her ahead of time. They couldn't even cut her chest open because it would have went through that HS. But long story short, after this, the open heart surgery went okay. She suffered from this HS for 5 years, just crying. Mom and dad, this hurts so bad. You guys aren't doing anything. We took her to a dermatologist. They tried creams, pills, spent all sorts of money going to the best specialist. The last one said we can give her an injection, but it's going to shut down her whole immune system. We're like, this poor kid's already had the blood clots and everything else. So we didn't do that. And long story short, she went on carnivore with me 100 days ago. And within 8 days, the HS was almost gone from her back. And after 30 days, it was completely gone after 5 years of suffering from it. And then so recently, like 2 years ago, with her menstrual cycles just being so horrible, she wasn't on the birth control pills anymore because of the blood clots. The doctors were saying, we think you probably have endometriosis, but you'd have to have surgery to know for sure. But based on everything we can tell, you probably have that. Well, doing carnivore, those symptoms have started to clear up as well. By the time she did carnivore for me for about 70 days or so, and then she switched to keto, and then she fell off the wagon, unfortunately. So sorry, it's a really long story. Oh, the other thing that's really interesting is my wife and I have triplets too. Kind of interesting for a fertility doctor, but,
is that natural?
Yes. And it was a huge surprise. We don't have it in our family. And my wife found out at 5 months at the ultrasound. The ultrasound tech was like, uh-oh. I'm like, don't they teach you not to say, uh-oh, that should be like 101 right there. And she said, I think there's four in there. Oh, no, it's just three. So yeah, they were natural. They were born at 32 weeks. Very healthy. Everything was good. Thank goodness. We're very blessed that way. But my question on Lily, this is what I printed this out. So puberty starts earlier than it used to for Lily at 9, and no one knows why. This is from the New York Times. That was my question for you. Do we know why, or does nobody know why?
Of course we know why. Plant-based, lean meat diet, and eating 3 to 6 meals a day, which is a deadly diet for humans. Okay? So remember, when you give a boy or a girl, by the way, estrogen, plant estrogens, phytoestrogens, phytoprogestins, and phytoandrogens, which are plant estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, right? What does that do to your reproductive system? Okay. And my bet is, again, it's back to the amount of calories also, but ultimately the sugar is going to convert to fat. And earlier, I mean, I don't know what the real number is, and it may have to do with nutrition, that maybe the normal sink is going to be at 9, 10, or 11. If we, in ancient history, they would do the same thing, but it's our food. And what about our food is different? Well, Dr. Chafee has an amazing book out there, and you know, why we are carnivores, which is really great. And Sean, everyone's had these great books, but ultimately we evolved as carnivores and we're eating a nutrition today. And the propaganda to be a plant-based only eater is killing too many young men and women. They're either suicide or depression or other diseases like cancer, stroke, blood clots. Okay. Now, what causes a blood clot? Inflammation. Okay. So what causes inflammation? 5 things cause inflammation. Plant sugars, plant chemicals, plant antigens, fermentation of plants in your gut, and excessive exercise. Okay? So now, you would say that inflammation caused your daughter's heart problems? Did it cause her HS? Yep.
Yeah.
Did inflammation cause her blood clot? Her blood clot was increased because of plant estrogens. Remember, plant estrogens are the birth control pill. All right? So the birth control pill is going to increase your risk of blood clots. Many women die of blood clots today, by the way. And you know, it's like, oh, everyone take a birth control pill. You're fine. Have as much sex as you want. You'll be fine. Okay? Is that good for us? No, nope. It is not. And so premature menses, but along with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, I call polycystic ovarian syndrome plant-caused ovarian sickness.
Hmm.
Okay? And so now you're getting blood clots, but you're also getting excessive bleeding, right? And you're getting endometriosis, pelvic pain, dysmenorrhea, emotional stress that comes along with all of that. But remember, the menstrual problems are not the cause of your brain dysfunction, and your hormones are not the cause of your brain dysfunction. It's the inflammation that causes the brain dysfunction that cyclically goes along with your menstrual cycles for whatever reason. But ultimately, it's not like everyone's fine until they have their period. We're all having troubles all the time, no matter what. But essentially, the answer is always going to be plant-based, lean meat, alcohol, sodas, fruit juices, okay? And what's the input of your brain? All right, what are we seeing out there, okay? So what you see and put in the mind is going to affect your body also. And so maybe we're seeing too much premature sexual maturity.
Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie, and thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the carnivore diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the carnivore diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
And so the brain, again, if you ever haven't read The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, you must. So what we're exposed to in excessive incorrect amounts comes true in some way, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
So your daughter had menstrual periods early.
Mm-hmm.
She had all of this acne, by the way, which is, so remember, everything you eat, just think of your body like a bottle of water, okay? The more sugar I put into your gut, your bloodstream, does the sugar actually dissolve in the water and go everywhere in your body? Your sugar levels are going up everywhere. Your skin, your bloodstream, your organs, your bones. Sugar glycates, but sugar feeds the microbes. And they're everywhere. The microbes in your mouth, your teeth, your gums, your esophagus, your gut, they're not supposed to be in your bloodstream. They're on the internal skin and the external skin. Okay? And so if the sugar levels are higher, the microbes are going to do what? Proliferate. And that's what James Henry Salisbury showed, that the gut, the microbes love what you're eating. And again, what's on the inside shows on the outside.
Right.
And you'll agree that the skin is better on carnivore.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
I don't put any potions or lotions on.
Yeah.
And you can put some lard or tallow on your skin. I wouldn't put butter or ghee on it, but they suppress the microbes.
Right.
And essentially, premature menstruation, the hypothalamic pituitary axis gets kicked in earlier. Because of probably the more calories and the chemicals that come from plants as the main factor.
Right. Well, thank you for that. She has to stay on carnivore is the answer. She's done really well.
But all you can do is be the example.
Yes.
Because remember, adolescents are rebellious. And they're going to rebel.
Yes.
And that's what I found. So that's the story here. It's like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to show you something. And one day it's like, oh my God, my dad was right. Damn.
This was me before my daughter was like, I don't remember you looking like that, but you're absolutely right. That's what happened with Lily too, was I didn't tell her to do it. I just said, look, this is doing a lot of things for me. You can see my example and you can decide. You're 18 years old now. You can decide. And thankfully she decided to try it. And
well, here's a trick for vegan, vegetarians, Mediterraneans. Cook your carbs well to kill the microbes and simplify the sugar, and then add equal amounts of fat. Okay. Now for a vegan, it's coconut fat. Now remember, humans are different than cows. We are not a ruminant animal. We're a carnivore animal. So if you add enough fat, it will help suppress the microbes. And if you only eat one meal a day, simple carbs and the fat, it'll go to the liver quickly. Again, the amino acids and sugars go to the liver, and the fat goes to the lymphatics. Because your body wants fat. Now, I'm assuming in order for you to get fat, you didn't eat a lot of fat, did you?
No, No,
what I was eating. Eat a lot of
salad, lean protein, and green low carb veggies, and I was miserable. I had so many issues.
Did you build muscles with all that protein?
No.
So see, everyone pushes protein. High protein is deadly, and it doesn't build your muscles. What builds your muscles is lifting, doing some resistance work.
Right.
That builds muscles.
Yep.
But high protein, low fat is deadly for humans. Your fat is made in the liver because, see, normal liver, fatty liver, fibrotic, sclerotic liver, cirrhotic liver. Liver failure. Mm. All liver failure or near liver failure patients are still alive, so they haven't failed completely, have no fat in their body. They're ketogenic. But they have a ton of sugar and insulin flowing around their bloodstream, but they are skinny and have no fat.
Wow.
Because they cannot metabolize amino acids or sugars in their liver because the liver is the single source of insulin function or the major source of insulin function. And the liver's job is to make fat, not to detoxify. Every time I ask a medical student, what does it detoxify? They say Tylenol and alcohol. Okay, so your liver was made 3.5 million years ago in anticipation of Tylenol and alcohol in our modern world.
Right. Wow. Hey, so, Dr. Kiltz, I want to be respectful of your time. We're at 56 minutes. You have a couple of minutes for a few questions? Thank you. All right, let's see what we got here. Carnivore Scott, can you address the impact of stearic acid C18 on mitochondrial function? I can't. I don't know if you can, Dr. Kiltz.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay. I'll look at it. The liver makes fat. It makes a lot of fat, all right, because your body needs it. And the mitochondria is damaged by sugar, glycation, and amino acids cause glycation. So look at Otto Warburg's work. Otto Warburg figured out that a damaged mitochondria cannot make enough ATP for a cell. A cell that doesn't have enough ATP dies unless it's cancer. Okay? And then a cancer cell says, bad environment. We got to get out of here because they keep on putting a bad environment. And so we're going to metastasize and find somewhere else. But damn, when they get to the other place, it's a bad environment too. Cancer cells do not want to kill you. They want to be thriving and alive. But stearic acid, just another fatty acid, essentially. And I'm not an expert on the fatty acids, by the way, but I'm always studying this shit. And I'll look at it and get back to you. But I would tell you that I don't break down all these macros. Because how many macros and micronutrients? Again, the simplicity of this story of carnivore. Look at Sean Baker. Talk to Sean Baker. You know, it's like eat meat and move. And that's it. And remember, metabolic water. Look at Laszlo Boros's work on deuterium depletion. Basically, your fat is the only thing every being used as energy, by the way. You do not use sugars. You're always making ATP, CO2, and H2O. Okay? So we drink too much water. That is another big problem for all of us. But the mitochondrial dysfunction, mitochondrial damage, is not caused by cholesterol, LDL, or HDL. I never recommend measuring those things unless you have a low cholesterol and you're in trouble. And I talked on my 5 a.m. Meeting today about basically a high cholesterol is what you want. Critical. So which fatty acids should it be? They're basically between 5 and 28 lengths of fatty acids, essentially. I mean, the 2-carbon fatty acid is acetyl-CoA, which is another, essentially, a ketone body. But the term ketone body is a little too complicated, in my opinion. Just think of acetyl-CoA and fat.
All right. Dr. Kiltz dropping those knowledge bombs. Absolutely. Hey, there's 700 people on here too. If people aren't familiar with Dr. Kiltz, you're living under a rock. Go check out his channel. You're on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Just, I love watching your content. It's, you can see your joy. Question, how dangerous is it for the careers of clinical professionals at large medical centers to prescribe or advise a carnivore diet. I have heard stories. Oh my.
I've already been reported to the licensing board and the local hospital. A doctor came to me who actually had serious diabetes and had some limbs removed, but he said, I can't talk about this. And the medical students are complaining that I'm even talking about it. And so what did I do? I kept talking about it. Because if we're going to make changes in this world, physicians, young and old, students, young and old, I don't care where you, we're all students for life, by the way. We need to speak up.
Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie. And thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this Carnivore Diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website. And every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the Carnivore Diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the Carnivore Diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
And again, if you don't believe it, question it. Ask to hear the stories better. But you know, we're all going to die. You might as well do something hard, like share a story that's going to heal people and they don't even need us. Damn. I shouldn't share this. Never mind. Goodbye.
All right. Here's one, right? This is a good one for Dr. Kiltz. Mauricio, I've been on Marina yep, for almost 3 years. I want to remove it, but don't want to get pregnant. Planning to cut tubes. Would it be okay?
So Marina is a IUD birth control that prevents pregnancy in utero, and removing it, I don't love these things, but most of them are safe enough. You know, the birth control pill is the one I don't love the most because I think it has a lot of risks of blood clots and stroke and things like that. And a tubal ligation of either the guy or the woman are reasonable things to do. The complication risks are low. I don't recommend removing the tubes because some people say remove them because you reduce ovarian cancer risk. I think ovarian cancer is caused by a plant-based lean meat diet. And if you change that, you'll be fine. But yeah, I think that's okay. Listen, have the babies you want. I'd say clip the tubes because I do tubal reversals because many people change their mind eventually. But one of the problems with the IUD is that it can get colonized. But interesting, the copper IUD, remember, copper is antimicrobial. And so it may actually reduce the microbes. But the problem is it has a string hanging out, which may allow the microbes to still come up there. And it's not perfect, but.
All right.
Go ahead. Next question.
Question. I'm 43 and post-total hysterectomy in 2020. I'm strict carnivore for 18 months, down 130 pounds. Good job. I've been waking up hungry at about 3 a.m. every morning for several weeks. What can I do?
Well, have a piece of fatty meat. It's okay. It's just have a little bone broth. I take ribeye steak and I dry age it in my refrigerator. I slice it up, maybe little bits of my own jerky. I don't soak them. I put a little salt. Salt is the only spice. Butter the only sauce, except the grease from the pan when I make my ribeye. But I would say that, look, I get up at 3 a.m. every day. Do something and begin the mindset, right? Is a little bit. So this is the work that we need to practice. See, fasting, you do a 23-in-1 is the first practice. Then you go to a 2-day practice. Then you push it to 3 and maybe 5 a couple times a year. But fasting, I think, is one of the things that really powerful for people to do. But you're doing great. Keep at it. And whether you're having it at 3 a.m. or 4 p.m., it's not as critical at this moment as you keep on lowering your caloric intake, which is radical, and keep moving. And don't forget, you got to lift.
Yes. All right. One more question here. Yeah, I've been doing Lion Diet for 53 days and I fast 23 hours. I feel so much better. I felt great on carnivore, but feel even better. Last one here. Dr. Kiltz miscarried in December, started carnivore 52 days ago, still no natural cycle. What else can I do to promote cycle and ovulation all around athlete from childhood and PCOS diagnosis?
Well, excessive exercise is also a cause of metabolic dysfunction or ovulatory dysfunction. So you got to be careful of that. And because when you exercise, you heat up the body. Heat denatures DNA. And so that can be dangerous depending on what you're doing. Do more slow walking, light resistance work is better. And some cold water plunges, I think, are really good. And read Wim Hof stuff. He's really amazing. Love and so sometimes, again, you gotta evaluate what's going on, but you gotta add more fat. That's one of the most powerful things because a carnivore, I don't know what it really is. Again, we really should be fativores. 50% of our calories and potentially more should come from fat. It suppresses inflammation, and inflammation damages the ovaries, the pituitary, the hypothalamus, the fallopian tube and the uterus, all of that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Kilt. So if folks have more questions, you got the 5 a.m., right? Is that?
It's a little crazy, and I'm on the East Coast. If I was on the West Coast, it would be a little bit better because then I'd have everyone on the – but I get some people from Europe and Africa and around the globe, Philippines and things. But 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, some Saturday mornings, and then at 10 a.m. Eastern time on Sundays, I do the Furl Fireside Chat, which is essentially – I'm mostly here to talk fertility, but now it's come to I talk to everyone because it's a great time and platform. I go to church every single day. I read biblical quotes every single day. I believe in God, and faith is number one. And again, faith is having the power to understand that the gods are us, and we can change our thoughts to change the out picture of what's out there, because there's nothing out there except what we believe in the brain. That is it. That is it.
Love it. Awesome. So drkiltz.com is your website. You want to shout anything else out before we finish up here?
Yeah, no, drkiltz.com. I do YouTube shorts and longs, Instagram, TikTok. I have fun with this. This, you got to have fun. And we're media hounds. We love to share the word. I love to connect with people. People text me sometimes, 315-416-9872. And WhatsApp, Instagram, all this stuff. I do my very best to connect with everyone because look in the mirror and there is God. No matter your size, shape, age, weight, gender, whatever problems you're labeled as, you got to love yourself. And I think that's the most important thing we could share today. And focus your time and energy on something fabulous. And again, cleaning the house, you know, washing the clothes, going, taking care of your children or yourself. That's as fabulous as anything else remarkable in the world, like going to the moon or something like that. And it's the simple things that we need to share more than anything.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. I really appreciate your time and generosity coming on here. So everyone go check out Dr. Kiltz. And yeah, I'll be in touch soon with the carnivore diet documentary when I get back from Alaska. I'm going to be there for a couple
of days. Yeah. Keep us posted. Anything we can do to be part of this, we'll even do some filming and interviews if you like, and help fund the, all over the globe, people are suffering and they deserve to recognize that the lions they are.
Carrie here for the Carnivore Diet movie. And thank you so much for watching our YouTube videos and listening to our podcast. It's because of you and your support that we're able to do this carnivore diet documentary. We're making great progress, and I'm not going to stop until we reach millions of people. But we still need to raise more funds in order to film this properly to the level needed to get it on one of these big streaming services. So we're asking for your help. If you would, please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. And once you're there, you can sign up for free to our email newsletter. And once a week, we'll be sending out updates behind the scenes. We'll tell you about new meetups. We'll give you special invites and things like that. Completely free. Sign up there. The other thing you can do at the website is purchase our little portable travel size Redmond salt shaker with a keychain holder. People have been loving these. We offered them on our 24-hour live stream. You can purchase these right on the website, and every proceed, every penny that we get from profit goes right towards the carnivore diet documentary. And the other thing we have there are the water bottles and the cutting boards. They're completely customizable, and you can engrave them. Every penny from those goes to support the carnivore diet documentary. You can also link on over to the GoFundMe. That's where we'll get the most bang for your buck is there. So please visit www.carnivoredietmovie.com. Thank you.
We're going to teach them all that.
Absolutely. Going to reach millions. That's the goal. Not going to stop till it happens. Thank you, Dr. Kiltz. Appreciate it.
We're going to share with billions. That's it.
Billions. Billions. Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
See you later. Take care. Bye-bye.